So welcome to Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, Mr. Gerald Okolo, the author of the books titled The Ideal Wife Blueprint, Mismatch, Why Good Women Choose Jerks, Battle for Your Marriage, and The Relationship Effect. We are here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you have crafted in these books. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ajiro. So, Ajiro is an author, behavioral scientist, life coach, marriage and relationship counselor. So first of all, the first question that I have for you is, what initially drew you in this world of writing?
Well, growing up, I do a lot of observation, I do a lot of thinking, and I like to talk a lot, right? But I grew up around people who always advised me against it. So I had to look for a channel to express myself. So writing became that channel. If I have to talk to somebody and they tell me, I'm busy and all that stuff, if I'm expressing myself through writing, I can do that for as long as I want. So essentially, that's one of the reasons why I started writing.
Perfect. That sounds great. And do you have any challenge when you're writing, or have you faced any challenge in your pathway of writing?
Well, not necessarily. I've had to learn from a couple of people. Somebody in particular, his name is Tony. If I have had a writing coach, somebody who has taught me the technicalities of writing, is Tony, and he runs a publishing company in Nigeria, big publishing company. He's into fiction writing. So around 2009, 2010, I came across him, you know. He discovered that I had passion for writing, and he also was a much more established writer because at the time he was about to release his first novel, right? So he taught me certain things. The things he taught me, I still use them to this day.
Oh, that's perfect. So that person inspired you to start, yes. Right?
Yes, yes.
Got it. Go ahead.
Essentially, I can call him the only writing teacher or coach I've ever had. It's very good.
And what do you think is going to be the most rewarding aspect of being an author so far?
Well, communicating my thoughts, the things I write about. I'm a sociologist by training, and I'm trained to identify social problems. The things I write about are answers to life's questions. I believe life is always asking questions, and these questions, they come in form of problems. Unfortunately, the how to answer these questions is not necessarily taught to us in school. And I observe social issues and I communicate it, right? I try to provide solutions to these problems. Seeing people's life being transformed, making better decisions, putting an end to self-sabotaging behavior, it's very, very rewarding for me. And besides that, too, you know, I also make money from it, too. I sell books, I speak and all that. The most important thing for me is that I'm transforming lives.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And let's talk a little bit about how your books transform lives. Can you talk a little bit about one of your books?
Okay, well, so essentially the core of the things I write about is centered around relationships, marriage, family life, awesome families. And then I see again and again and again how certain people make a lot of very, very, very stupid and avoidable mistakes. I use the word stupid not because I'm trying to be rude, but, you know, these are things that you don't have to be very, very sensible to know, right? And I discovered that A lot of people don't know these things, right? They are not even aware about certain things. So it's a pattern that continues from one generation to the next because each generation do not take time to learn. I know I'm solving problems, I'm helping marriages, I'm restoring relationships between parents and their children, you know, between siblings and all that. And you see that the things that they fight and quarrel about, many of them are things that are very, very funny. For instance, if my brother is doing very well and I'm jealous of my brother, that doesn't mean that my brother's fortune is going to change, right? It doesn't change anything. Being happy for people who have good things going for them, it's the way you open yourself up to receiving the same for yourself. So people are fighting each other for reasons that do not make sense.
Yeah, like the decisions that probably for them they make sense, but when you saw them, it's like, come on, what are you thinking? Yeah. And one of the titles that I was like very curious to know, it's like, why would women choose jerks? Can you answer it?
Yes. So this is the book, Why Good Women Choose Jerks. This book took a couple of years, took at least about 4 years for me to start until I published it. I found time and again that the average woman, especially those who are very, very smart, intelligent, beautiful, for whatever reason, it don't make sense to me. Time and again, they make very, very bad decisions in the men they pick. They have men who are willing to do right by them. They have men who would literally worship the ground they walk on. They have men who would give them everything they say they want and they ask for. But for whatever reason, those men don't interest them. Those men don't excite them. You know, those men don't entertain them. Those men that would do right by them, they consider them boring. Again and again, they pick a guy that has shown them that he's not ready to give them what they ask for. I'll give you an example. So if you are a lady and you're dating a guy and the guy has 6 girlfriends, right? And for whatever reason, you gave him an ultimatum, he left those girls and again got married to you. You thought you just won, but you did not because you just married a polygamist in training. A man who one woman is not capable of satisfying is a polygamist in training. He has just told you that this is who he is, but you are acting in denial, behaving like you don't know what he just showed you. He just showed you that he got married to you to keep you quiet. He's going to do whatever he wants to do anyway.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to believe those things because you are in that relationship, right? So it's like you're believing that you're doing right or you're doing okay. But sometimes you face some challenges and then you start asking questions, right?
Yes.
So about those experiences, are there any personal experience or observation that influenced you to write this book or like any of your books?
Okay, well, so just about every of my book are social problems I observe around me, right? I see these patterns again and again. I am very good with observation, so I observe patterns. I see things that happen again and again. I have women that I'm surrounded by who continue to complain, right, about the outcomes in relationships. And I'm surprised, why is this happening? But guess what? I also notice that they complain about these things. They still go back and do the same thing again and again and again. So it's as though they jump from the pot into the fire, right? They leave John and they meet Mark that is worse. They choose the same kind of men. So if you continue to choose a scorpion, right? You choose a Caucasian scorpion. You choose an African scorpion. You choose a Latino scorpion. That means there's something wrong with your yardstick for choosing, right? A scorpion is going to be a scorpion. a scorpion is not going to change, right? You have a lot to lose. You have a lot at stake. It's your responsibility to ensure that you don't do yourself that great disservice by choosing people who will not do right by you. That means you need to do more due diligence. You need to inquire. You need to make sure, right? And the reasons why they do this is because of certain recurring things that they do. In the book, Why Good Women Choose Jerks, I talked about certain things. You know, why is a question. It's a question, right? There are reasons why. And I talked about 7 to 8 of them, right? The reasons why they choose jerk. For instance, I talked about wrong choice criteria. Wrong choice criteria. So some ladies will tell you, oh, I would only date or marry a guy that is over 6 feet. How do you know that a guy that is over 6 feet has the physical, mental, spiritual, emotional wherewithal to love you right? Right? What if he's over 6 feet tall and he's mentally deranged? Or he has traumatic issues that he has not dealt with, right? Another thing is affinity for guys with deviant behavior, right? For whatever reason, girls, a lot of ladies seem to be drawn to guys who have they are edgy, kind of, right? They are deviants, they are not responsible, right?
They just bad, right?
You know, and it happens again and again. And you'd be so shocked that very, very responsible women, you know, for whatever reason, it don't make sense to me why you do yourself like that, because you're the one that suffers, right? Another thing is I talked about unhealed trauma, where you're coming from, right? In families, sometimes traumatic issues pass from one generation to the other and all that stuff. You know, so these are some of the issues why good women choose jerks. And then it's going to continue to happen like almost on autopilot, right? It continues to happen again and again and again and again. So somebody gave this analogy, right? If you go to a crate of egg and you pick an egg, and every egg you pick is rotten, right? Instead of you to start complaining about the eggs that are rotten, why not begin to pick from a different crate, right? Yeah. The reason why they continue to make bad choices is because they continue to do the same thing they did in their previous relationship. They did not learn anything from what they went through. They just wallowed in the self-pity. They cried, they cursed, and that was all they did. They did not learn. If you live in a neighborhood where there are thieves, people steal, whose responsibility it is to protect your property, you or the thieves? You can complain all you like about the thieves, what they did and what they did not do, but that's not going to change them. Thieves steal. That's what they do. You can get mad all you want, but it's not going to change. So ladies can get mad all they want about how men don't do right by them, but the truth is, women are important, women are valuable, they have value to protect. They should not allow themselves to be given to any man who has not proven beyond every reasonable doubt that he knows the worth of what they are being given. A lot of these women, they don't know their worth. Inferiority complex, low self-esteem is another reason why they choose jerks. And guess what I found out? Very, very beautiful women suffer with insecurities. I don't know how that happens. Everybody thinks you're amazing. Only you think you're not good enough.
Yeah, I can catch that. Yeah. I know.
Everybody thinks
you're amazing. I know where you're talking.
Everybody thinks you're amazing, right? Only you judge yourself. You judge yourself so bad, like everything about you is perfect. Your ears now are covered with your hair. But you know that one of your ears is bigger than the other one. So you are insecure about what people cannot even see. So I don't know.
Yeah, you try to hide those things, right? Because you feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Yeah, and that's a very interesting book. And do you know what it's like the most like the problem that we face, the women's. I know that it's repeating the same acts and the same things on and over and over again, but what we can do, how it's gonna help us to read your book. At the end, we're gonna end with a knowledge. We're gonna learn. We're gonna change. We're gonna work in us.
Okay, good. First of all, right? If there's something to take from the book, something very, very important, right? Women, they need to do a lot of introspection, right? They need to be able to discern their value. The problem is not the men who have shown you through the antecedents that they are committed to not doing right by you. The problem is you. Don't put yourself in that situation. Don't allow anybody, you are valuable. Know that, believe that, and treat yourself that way. People treat you how you see yourself. That's why you see a lady may be with a guy. That guy will treat her very, very bad. And that same guy will meet another lady who is probably not as pretty as the previous one. And that lady will do right by that guy. The guy would do right by that lady, and you'll be so shocked. So it's about you. If you fix yourself, everybody around you would adjust. That's essentially how it works. Everybody around you adjust. Love yourself. Work on yourself. You have issues. Everybody has issues. Do introspection, because you are not perfect, right? Do introspection. This is where I've observed that I have this shortcoming, that shortcoming. This is what I should do going differently, going forward, to ensure that my outcomes change, right? If you do that, you would have better outcomes. You would repel people who have no business being in your life. You attract people who are deserving of being in your life. So when you fix yourself, everything around you changes. The people who you attract changes. The reason why good women choose jerks is because they attract jerks. There's something that is broken about them that attracts broken men. When you are healed, you attract healed people. Your health, your emotional health, repels on healed people. So sometimes the problem is not them, it's you. You are their victim, but you are the one that allowed yourself to be a victim. We live in a world where stray bullets are flying around, right? It's your responsibility to cover yourself. It's your responsibility to protect yourself. Your heart is too precious for you to just give it cheaply. Your body is too precious for you to just give it cheaply. You are valuable. Know it. Believe it and behave like it. When you do, everything works together for your good. That's how it is.
Thank you so much for sharing those kind of words are like the best for us, the women. I include myself in it. And just the last question. So probably I'm just wondering, where can I find you? Like, where can I get the book?
Okay, well, you can find me on Instagram, right? My first and last name, Ejiro Okoro. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook. And if you type Ejiro Okoro on Google, right, it will take you essentially to all the different platforms that I operate in. And my books are available on Amazon, right, on the Amazon platform. Okay. If you check the Amazon platform, my books are available. And in case you live abroad and you don't have access to Amazon and you want to be able to get my books, there are other platforms that we can work with to send you. Maybe where you are, you can't really get Amazon. There are other platforms that we can work around to send you copies of the books, right?
Right. Okay, perfect. Are you currently working on any new projects?
Yes, I am. Between now and the end of the year, actually, I have 4 more books to release. I'm going to bring out one this month, which I've been working on for 5 years. It's called Why fathers matter. It's in preparation for Father's Day, right? Why fathers matter? Because we live in a generation where I'm observing that we know that mothers are important. We know that mothers matter. We know mothers are valuable. Nobody needs to tell you that. Everybody unanimously agree. But in this generation, it's almost as though they are creating an impression, right, that fathers are good for nothing. The good fathers who are doing right by their children, little or nothing is said about them. The few fathers who are messing up their children's life, who are irresponsible, a lot is being said about them. And both the good and the bad fathers are now lumped into one. And there is now a generalization that fathers are not people to be counted on. And children can become all whom they were called to be without the impact, contribution of their fathers in their life. And that's actually not true, right? So this book is a wake-up call to reiterate once more, to remind every one of us once more that fathers are important and they are good fathers. And as a father, you can be one. If you are a father listening to me, you can be one. If you have not done right by your children, by your family thus far, this is a new beginning. You can start. Your children.
Yeah, it's going to be a perfect gift also for Father's Day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Ijiro, it has been a pleasure having you on Authors Radio. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. Listeners, be sure to check his books. And thank you for turning to Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. Join me next time for another inspiring conversation with Mr. Ijiro. In the meantime, happy listening.